Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So the president left for Asia with a message of reassurance that he won't do anything of consequence. But look at how House Republicans received that message.
But he also said on work requirements, he'd accept not anything of any consequence. Where does that go?
Loser.
I don't understand. Anything that has consequences. This is a senator who voted for work requirements.
If he doesn't want to have something that has consequences, he wants to borrow more money from China to pay an able-bodied person who has no dependents, not even to look for a job, not even go to school for 20 hours.
That's right, folks. Republicans chuckled at Joe Biden. No consequences. Why should there be any consequences? That was Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, saying he doesn't want them to go to school. He doesn't want them to have jobs. I don't think Kevin McCarthy's figured it out. Joe Biden doesn't want them silly Negroes and poor people to go learning some, get some stuff, learn how to cipher. We talking about Jethro? It's funny that these people, you know, when you come at it with a pure idea of what you think it's supposed to be. And what it tells me about the Republicans is they don't get it. What Kevin McCarthy should say, this should be the segment, what they should have said, right? Because we were going to do that segment. You guys remember we were talking about that? What Kevin McCarthy should have said is, does this surprise anybody? Why shouldn't there be a consequence? Look at Hunter Biden. Look at what he's done. Is there a consequence? Look at what Hillary Clinton did. Is there a consequence? Look at what the people did who cheated the man into office. Is there a consequence? Look at the people who are feigned that there was an insurrection and there are innocent people sitting in prison, but the people who put them there, is there a consequence? Look at inflation and what's going on with Joe Biden. Is there a consequence? Look at the state of education across the board in America. Kids are more stupid than ever. Is there a consequence? What do you think he's trying to accomplish? Show me one thing that Joe Biden has done that leads to a positive outcome, and I'll give you a consequence. Nobody should be, you should be fearful when Joe Biden gets on a plane to go anywhere. You don't know what he's going to say, you don't know what he's going to do. There's no consequence to people cheating in a man who doesn't have the mental acumen of a sloth. He's absolutely the wrong guy for the job. And every day he opens his mouth, he proves it. You want me to give you another example? Your mortgage. Your mortgage. Joe Biden says if you're responsible, you pay your bills on time, you save your money, and you want to buy yourself a nice house, you're going to get penalized. But if you're a deadbeat, kind of like, I don't know, let me think about it. His son, if you're a deadbeat like him, don't worry about paying your child support and all that other stuff. Leave that for those goody-two-shoes conservatives, those people out there raising their kids right and trying to live life on the up and up. Those God-fearing folks are God-loving folks, because there's no reason to fear God. There's a reason to understand that God will teach you a lesson if you need it. But that's this fear of your own insecurities. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Republicans laughing at Biden because he wants consequences, or doesn't want consequences, I should say, for black folks and poor folks and whoever's going to take that welfare money. Why should they have consequences? Consequences for nobody. You know, like you could give those out. It's something. Yeah, can you imagine Joe Biden? Look under your chairs. There's no consequences. You pull out an envelope that says you have no consequences. You know, he doesn't have to pull out an envelope. There are no consequences. There are no consequences for a man who goes out and fathers a bunch of kids and doesn't take care of them. Oh, Kevin, they'll put him in jail. Really? To do what? Is that a consequence? Put him in jail. What happens when you put somebody in jail who's not taking care of their child? Can they take care of their child? No. Now you've got two dependents. You've got the child, and you've got the person who created the child. Yeah, see, that's not a solution for me. I'm sorry if I'm being too, just absolutely too, what's the word I'm looking for here? Common sense? I'm actually thinking about something in a way that you go, I hadn't really thought about it that way, Kevin. Yeah. How about you do something that makes that guy have to go be involved with his kid? How about you figure something out like that? Find, you know, I don't know how to negotiate per se, but here's what I will. I mean, I do, but I'm saying I can't negotiate everything. But here's what I do know about negotiation. I got to find out what your pain point is. If your negotiation is for your time, and I'm trying to get you to come to my law firm, and I say, look, we'll pay you $180,000, you'll pay you $250 million a year, but you're going to work 130 hours a month, you know, a week. And the other guy goes, hey, look, pay is not as good, but we do give you your time back. You're only going to work, put in 60 hours a week with us. Those other firms are 190 from you. Ooh, I can do the math. Or maybe you don't want to do the math. Maybe you know that it's okay. 60 hours is what I'm willing to give. 30 additional hours, I bill that out at way too expensive for what they could pay me. So I'm going to take that time for myself because that's the only thing I get. We all get time. And I don't care whether you're Elon Musk, somebody, well, Elon Musk, you know, he can save time because he can fly in his jet and he can get on his yacht and he can do it. And his time is that he's got people doing his stuff. Okay, fine. But you still have control of what you believe is the best use of your time. Nobody can take that away from you. If you decide the best use of my time is cutting the yard and Elon Musk has somebody that does his yard, oh, no problem. Maybe, just maybe. Maybe you enjoy doing the yard. Maybe that's where you think the best. Maybe God is going to have you do that yard because he's going to give you an idea that's going to make you the next Elon Musk. I don't know, and I can't care, but I do know this. Your time is your time, and nobody can take it away from you. Even if they incarcerate you, they can't take away your time. Remember the movie Hurricane? You know what the guy said? He says, you can put me behind these walls, but my imagination, my mind is way outside of these walls. There's nothing. And he got railroaded. And he say, you can lock me up, but you can't lock up my mind. And the question is, how strong are our minds? Before you answer that, don't think it's as strong as you think. You can be pressured. They can put enough pressure on you where you will finally crack. But there are those who won't. There are those who say, bring me whatever you want, put it on my back, I will endure, because that's what I'm about. And I say to you, we have a lot more of those people on our side than those pansies on the left. We'll be back, folks. Thanks for being here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I had my team do a meme, and it said it has a Feinstein and Fetterman 2024 with a picture of each of them looking like death eating a cracker. And the saying is, what a sick ticket, or something like this. This is a sick ticket. Sick meaning what the kids, you know, like groovy or, you know, bad. Like, this is a bad ticket, man. You know, where bad means good. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We have two people who are brain damaged. And one of them is brain damaged because he had a stroke. And they played it off. Look, we know they cheated in Pennsylvania, but there were people who did want Fetterman and still do, and they gloat. They gloat as this guy fumbles over his word. You know, and I can't even do him at this point, because I can't even behave that stupidly. But Fetterman is a joke. He's returned to the Senate, they say. Has he really? Would you trust your legislative life to Fetterman? And everything they're doing, they're preparing his notes. I talked the other day about the guy that lied about. His Fetterman statement was this, and his team sent the notes. You want to know how legislation gets done? Look at what this guy did at the Washington Post, where he posted what he thought was what Fetterman said verbatim, and it was what the campaign, what Fetterman's office fed him. This guy didn't have the journalistic integrity to just check it out, listen for himself. He just phoned it in. And this is what counts as journalism these days. Fetterman is what counts as a competent senator these days. Feinstein was wheeled in, I mean, like somebody's great-great-great-great-grandmother, looking like she was 147 years old. And they wheel her in, and she thinks she's been, I haven't missed any votes, I've been here the whole time. I don't know what age it is that people want to put folks out the pasture. I don't. I have friends that are in their 80s. They are as vibrant as day is long. Trump, in his late 70s, vibrant guy. There are some people who last longer than others, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Father time catches us all. Your brain elasticity shrinks. You can't think clearly. And Lord knows with Joe Biden, who's had three brain surgeries, you don't want this guy gallivanting anywhere. I don't want him representing me. I'm not an ageist by any means. The majority of my really great friends are certainly well past their 60s. Most of them, I would tell you, are in their 70s, and a few of them are in their 80s. I was telling the story the other day about Foster, one of my good buddies. He passed away before he turned 82. And up until the point where he got the blood disease, Foster was unbelievable. He was healthy. You know, he had his issues, but he was healthy. Golfed all the time. You know, did fun stuff. One of the guys I met through Foster, a guy named Mike. Mike skis double black diamonds off of the Grand Tetons. And the dude, it looks like Jean-Claude Keeley. I mean, he can fly down a mountain. He messed up his hamstring, sent me a picture of it, and said, hey, check this out, Kev. I mean, it was purple like it had been cut. And I think it was 2 weeks later, he sends me a picture from up on the mountain. He was skiing again. Yeah, I went to this therapeutic center, man, where they heal you quick. And I'm thinking, heal you quick? You're 77, Mike. But he did it. Foster used to tell me, he said, Kevin, he goes, I can't stand old people. And I go, what are you talking about, dude? You kind of fit it. You are old. He goes, yeah, but I surround myself with youth like you. You keep me young, and I can vouch for that. My youngest son, there's a big gap between him and his brothers, and I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I wanted it, but we got it. And so we get this gap kid. You know, he's much younger than his older brothers, and he keeps me young. He's now past me. He's now physically my superior in terms of his running and all. He knows where bread gets buttered, and he knows not to challenge me otherwise, because I might be old, but I'm still a dangerous dude. But what I'll tell you is, Foster's right. I'd probably be 20, I'm out of shape now, but I'd be 20 pounds heavier without him. And I'm complaining about my weight right now, but I'll tell you this. I will be back in my fighting shape in a few months. Why? Because my kid, Dad, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I got to keep up. And it's tougher and tougher. You hit the gym now, you're sore for a week. You're not sore for a day, you're sore for a week. To be honest with you, I don't think the soreness is ever going away again. But you got to do it. You want to be in the battle. All this because I want to talk about Feinstein. 89 years old, on life support, being wheeled in to the Senate, been gone for a couple of months because of the shingles. And I'll tell you this, it doesn't matter because I don't think it was the shingles. I think they already knew she was having some troubles. She and Fetterman of The Walking Dead. Now look, we all got our date with destiny. There's no question about that. But I'm going to do my best to go out on my terms. And I won't be 89 years old on this microphone. You can bet that. I'm going to tell you right now, I won't be 89 years old, if God willing I live that long, and I'm even in the mix of politics. At that point, I'm debating on, do I keep my fortune or do I give it to the kids? Because I'm not going to waste the time. I've told all my buddies, we have a lot more time behind us than we do in front of us. We got to start living life. My big birthday's coming up, one of my old birthdays, and my buddies are like, what are we going to do? We're starting to set the clock on it. And for those of you who want to get involved, you better email me or text me or something, because I'm going to hit the trail and start, you know, having some fun this year. And I'm winding down. I'm not telling you I'm giving up, but I'm winding down. But we got these people that want to stay in there forever. They said, she's got complications of encephalitis that occurred during her absence. Well, that's much more serious than shingles. And they say, they wrote this, the rare condition can affect the mental state of those who suffer from it, causing, you ready for this, folks? Memory problems, confusion, difficulty walking. Those are things you need if you're going to do the job of the Senate. So now you got Pennsylvania, California. They're all struggling because their senators are out of whack. What are they going to do about it? Rare condition. They're finally revealing this. So why didn't they do it before? They said she's also experienced a shingles complication known as Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It can cause facial balance and vision impairments. And if you look at her picture, she looks like, you know, she's having an issue. Yeah, she looks like her face is kind of... And I'm not making fun of her by any means. I'm not. There are too many people that are impacted by everything we talk about, and I wouldn't make fun of it. But I will say this. Why are you staying so long? She thinks she's been voting. Why do Democrats do this? Why do these politicians just want to hang in there so long?
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says his goal in budget talks with President Biden remains firm.
The Democrats, since they took the majority, has been addicted to spending, and that's going to stop. We're going to spend less than we spent last year.
McCarthy and the president are scheduled to meet one-on-one this afternoon to resume talks on spending and raising the debt ceiling. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has formally announced his intention to seek the Republican presidential nomination. He joins a field that's expected to grow by one more Wednesday when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announces his bid. A judge in Moscow, Idaho, has entered not guilty pleas to all the murder counts against Brian Koberger. He's accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death last winter. California, Arizona, and Nevada have agreed on a deal to cut about 10% of the amount of water each takes from the Colorado River, which provides water to more than 40 million people. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Think to the New York Times. Some people close to her describe seeing her in her current state as frightening. They worry this will cast a shadow over her legacy and achievements. So I guess the question, Claire, is, I mean, I'd like to know who those people are who are saying that her situation is frightening, because sort of in the defense of people who are dealing with issues of aging, sometimes you can look a little different, but you still can function. And, you know, that's kind of a cruel word to use. I'm not sure exactly what they mean. They might want to expound upon that a little more. I feel defensive for the senator because it is one's choice.
She was such a role model for me, and I think for literally thousands of women in California and beyond. This is really, really hard.
Folks, that was Mika Brzezinski and Claire McCaskill talking about Feinstein, who we just talked about. And it cracks me up because they could easily be talking about, well, Fetterman. They could easily be talking about Joe Biden. They could easily be talking about many of the octogenarians that are now in the Senate and even in the House, and all these other crazy leftists that want to stay in office until they die. And by the way, when I say leftists, I'm not talking about just Democrats. I'm talking about anybody who has such a grasp or want for power and prestige that they won't let it go. The John McCain's of the world. You know, look, Feinstein is a great example of a person who knows she's been well past her prime. Joe Biden is a perfect example, knowing that she's past her prime. In the case of Fetterman, why is he past his prime? Because he had a stroke. Goodness gracious, what do we have to do to prove that these people should not be in office? Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I can tell you this. When it's time for me to leave, you will not have to. I will go. When my capacity is, I'm out of here. When I can't make sense, and by the way, I catch myself. I hear myself repeating something, saying the wrong thing. If I get tired, I start going, and I go, okay, go get some rest. But it's a rest thing or whatever. But if it's to the point where I cannot perform, and people are writing me notes, yo, Kev, you okay? Hey, man, I'm done. I don't need my family to step in and go, listen, Kev, come on now. You know? We know when that day is. Our body tells us. You know the thing that drives you past it? The thing that drives you, I'm talking about if you say, I'm going to do it. Like, and they're going to make a point here about being a punch drunk boxer, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go more into detail here because there's a couple of other clips we're going to play. But when they talk about this stuff, let me tell you, punch drunk boxer, okay, Muhammad Ali. You know why Muhammad Ali fought? He fought again, partially because he thought I might still have it, but the other reason was for money. Sugar Ray Leonard, he did his only, you know why? Sugar Ray Leonard had an additional fight because he thought he had something left, and he got in there, and I think Roy Jones Jr. whooped his butt. But we're not talking about pugilistic sports. And we're talking about people who in their 40s and 50s realize, okay, it's over. I don't know how you feel. Having been a world-class athlete in my life, I can tell you, you know when you are on the decline. And I got a 16-year-old, and I know he is probably 12 when he passed me, but I mentally, maybe mine's, you know, made him not think he could. But by the time he's 16, he can outrun me, he can outlift me, he can out all whatever. It's just, your time passes. Get over it. The only thing that keeps you going is if you want to believe it. Oh, I can still outrun my kid, I can still, whatever, you're crazy. You're going to make that transition, and you know what you should do? You should be happy to make it. You should be happy to usher in the new. It doesn't mitigate you. It doesn't lessen you. It just means you understand the passing of the torch. Why don't politicians recognize this? And sometimes, in the case of Fetterman, you got to recognize it sooner than you would like. It is not promised to you. Life is not promised to you. Your sanity is not promised to you. Nothing is promised to you.
You're running for a seat that could decide the balance of power in Washington. What qualifies you to be a U.S. Senator? You have 60 seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And we should all support replacing the lead pipes and ensuring that everyone has clean, safe, clean drinking water.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in. The idea that Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say it another way. But the nature, not a solid meaning they make a very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-care students.
So what's interesting to me is people are now talking about Feinstein as, oh, we see where she is. Well, what about Fetterman? What about Joe Biden? Is it not clear? What is it that makes Feinstein so clear, but it doesn't make Joe Biden clear, doesn't make Fetterman clear? You want to know the answer? Absolutely nothing. It's as clear as day. They needed Fetterman in that seat, and they cheated him in. As you listen to the Biden clips, I want you to understand, this is the person they cheated into office. This is the person they settled on. It's unbelievable. I want to play the rest of this clip, though, because they allude to Fetterman at the very end.
And yeah. I get it that there have been men that have stayed when they were very ill, but the cognitive issue is real. And I think we've got to be honest about that. She is struggling with her cognitive abilities. And listen, I would stand in front of a train for Dianne Feinstein. But I care so deeply about her legacy.
I just know from my own personal experience with my mother that for a number of years, in the last years of her life, she had really lost the ability to talk as much with Parkinson's, and her face would appear differently than how she felt, but she could still compute. She still completely understood her vision with her art, and she still wanted to do it, and she just needed help to do it. And I think that it's a very difficult line that only the people closest to the loved one know when the actual cognitive ability is going away, because it may look like it's going away, it may be frightening to whatever staffer leaked that or whoever. I mean,
yeah, but Mika,
when people age, they look different.
I would make the point, though, your mother's love was creative. Dianne's love is a public-facing job where her ability to communicate is the essence of the job. And that's what makes this so hard, is that she cannot be the Dianne Feinstein that we all know she is. And that's why it's difficult to watch.
It's difficult to watch, but there are other members of the Senate who are having trouble communicating, and
they're
not allowed to do their job.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I find this hysterical. What are they? Only the people closest to them know when to shut it down. I disagree. I don't know about you, but I can watch a person run. I can watch them walk. I can watch them talk. I can watch them do whatever activity they're good at. I can tell you that person's on the decline. I don't know about you. What do you think? You think you have ability to discern that? I think you would probably say you do. And then McCaskill says, but her public-facing ability and her ability to communicate is the essence of the job. He's right. I give you Joe Biden. I give you Fetterman. Now, that's who they were alluding to, Fetterman. But notice, they wouldn't allude to Biden. That's what should be pretty interesting to you. Why wouldn't you allude to Biden? You know what's going on with him. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
I have to ask you, as we were talking about who is in Congress and who is not, Dianne Feinstein, Senator from California. There is new reporting from the New York Times about the degree of illness she has suffered while she's been out with shingles. The reporting is that she has been disoriented and really questionably serving in Congress for some time now. What needs to happen here?
First, let me say I admire her career. I mean, she has had an extraordinary career. But it's sad for anyone to see, and it's sad for her own colleagues to see. I'm hopeful that people who are close to her can talk to her and just say, look, end your service with dignity, step aside, let the governor appoint someone. It's painfully obvious to people. I went out and I said something that many people are thinking.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I hope so. I mean, I think for her own dignity, for her own career, for her own legacy, it would be good. It would be good for California. It's sort of, we all have seen an athlete who plays one or two more seasons. That's what this started out at. But now it's just painful. It's painful to watch. And my hope is, I know there are people who are close to her. I don't think it should be forceful. I think they should have a loving conversation about it being time.
The public put out the pasture of Dianne Feinstein. Steinstein. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, that was Ro Khanna, Democrat out of California, who says, look, it's time. It's time. We must euthanize politically, of course. We must euthanize Barbara Feinstein for her own good, but because this is for her dignity and her legacy. An athlete who plays one or two more seasons, you know, think about an athlete who plays one or two more seasons, then they get out. But what do they do? Look at a Derek Jeter. Look at a Michael Jordan. I'm not telling you they played too long, but I'm saying they retired, and look at their lives. They're in good lives. Who else? Give me others. They do pretty well. You know why these people hang on? The allure is like a earth magnet. It just pulls them in. And what they call it, the neodymium boride magnet. You know what? They make these super magnets. It just... And the guy said, it's painful to watch. You know who else is painful to watch? It's painful to watch Joe Biden. Here's the deal. Feinstein is both a poster child for and a metaphor for leftism. She's a poster child for leftism for the reasons I stated earlier. She's staying in far too long. And the reasons are simple. She can't give up the power. Even her feeble mind knows, I'm a senator. People respect me. What was that? You were talking about the cat? Huh? It doesn't matter that her mind is gone. The muscle memory of her mind says, this is power. She's not even worried about money. Do you know Barbara Feinstein carries a gun? In California, you can hardly get one. She's got one. And I bet you she'd shoot you. I bet she ain't so out of her mind she wouldn't shoot you if you walked up on her. Painful to watch, he says. The other reason why, though, she's a metaphor is they as I said, they don't give up. But why do they pursue insanity? I mean, it's insane for her to continue to want to be act this way, right? But she does. She doesn't care. She knows she's not effective for her people. It's a perfect metaphor for leftism. They don't have to be good at their jobs. They don't have to be at their prime. They don't have to make room for the new, out with the old, in with the new. No. I will be here until I die, even if I'm not effective. And then ask yourself this question. Why did they lie about her? Oh, she's got shingles. Oh, well, there's some complications to shingles, but, you know, well, anyway, what were we talking about? They don't care. And they've demonstrated it. You know, it would be interesting if coincidental, if it was one person. You know, person like Gabby, what's her name, that got shot, Gabby Gifford. She was running, guy shoots her, she becomes, you know, unfunctional. Mark Kelly ends up taking her place, the old astronaut. He's got no reason to be our senator in Arizona, but hey, I'll step in on my wife's tragedy and I'll get elected. And he did. But so that was the one instance where they got rid of, you know, they said, nope, you can't do it anymore, Gabby. You're out. But her husband stepped in. But we don't have one example, you know, where, oh, this person got debilitated or whatever. We've got multiples. Half of Congress is too feeble to be legislating. You know who's doing the work for them? The same people doing the work for Fetterman. these 35-year-old somethings, unelected bureaucrats, are writing policy that we have to implement. And you know what they're writing it based on? All their woke BS. And think about the head knucklehead in charge, Joe Biden. I played a clip earlier in the broadcast about him where he's, shaking hands with the air, doesn't want to do press conferences. Every sign points to this guy being completely debilitated, but there's no discussion of Joe. Nope. He doesn't have to take a cognitive test. If I were a Republican, I wouldn't. You tell me I want to see your taxes. I ain't showing my taxes. You want to take a cognitive test? I ain't taking a cognitive test. I'm not doing anything to prove anything to you. These people are horrible people. And they get away with this stuff. You've got three existing examples of people with brain damage in some way. And when I say damage, I'm talking about you can just lose it. Feinstein has lost it. Fetterman has lost it. Joe Biden, everybody knew leading into this thing had lost it. I give you this stat every single time because you need to hear it. When Joe Biden was running in 2020, 20% of Democrats said, we think he's got some sort of a brain function. So only 80% of his base believed in him. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, just because they say Joe Biden was brain damaged, that didn't mean they were going to vote for Trump. Okay, I'll give you that. Leftists are stupid. Okay, we know he has brain damage, but we can't elect Trump. For goodness sakes, he's a Wharton graduate and a billionaire. He's done something with his life. We got to elect Joe Biden at all cost. God forbid we have somebody competent in government who's willing to take a cognitive abilities test and who has a track record of success. Oh, he's horrible. Out with Trump. Down with Trump. I mean, I was just trying to give you an idea of how stupid the arguments, Trump v. Biden, and let me tell you, on our side of the aisle, there are people that are just like the left, because they are leftists, and they,
so what? Trump's accomplished. How dare he jump all the other Republicans? How dare he get in the way of us making our money? We already had it lined up, man. I had deals cut. I had stuff done. I've been donating for 10 decades to get Joe Blow in. And look at what this guy did. He completely ruined it for me.
See, if they told you the truth, that's what they would tell you. I invested millions in these other candidates. I put the league in play. You know, think of it as a Final Four chart, right? They've got this person versus this person, and they've got it all the way down. And there are some people who know the outcome of the game before it gets played. And you know what Trump did? He ruined it with that, you know, Wharton brain that took that $1 million from his daddy and turned it into a multi-billion-dollar company and an iconic name. That guy who's completely incompetent, right? Versus Joe Biden, what? Been sucking off the teat of America for 40-plus years, a do-nothing senator, a racist, a misogynist, who showers with his daughter, who his first wife committed suicide, he was such a bad husband, and who has a son who's a crackhead that runs the family. That alone should get Joe Biden kicked out, to let your crackhead son run it, because he could have picked anybody. For those who go, oh, Kevin, you got to admit Hunter Biden is a gifted crackhead. Let me tell you something. If Joe Biden said to me, Kevin, go run the crooked family enterprise. You'll be my front man. I'll do all the grunt work. You set up the deals. Do you think that the deals that fell through for Hunter would have fallen through for me or anybody that was competent? Joe Biden should be a multi-billionaire with everything that was happening. I mean, I tease him a lot and talk about how accomplished Hunter is because he is accomplished for a crackhead. But let's face it, if you were selling influence to a senator and then turned VP who turned president, I think any of us could have done a better job. Feinstein, the Walking Dead Democrat Party. That's what they should be, the Walking Dead. Nobody should be paying attention to these people because they're zombies. They elect zombies. And I'll finish this segment with this. Again, I tell you, Democrats are the only animal on the planet who want their weakest to lead.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.